It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
Do you think the equity in your home will continue to rise this year? Almost half of you do. So finds a new survey.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm John Wardock. Welcome to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Loan Depot, a lender based in Southern California with offices nationwide, has been looking into homeowner confidence, and it has found 46% of you believe your home equity will rise this year. And joining us is Brian Sullivan. He is the Chief Financial Officer of Loan Depot. So, Brian, tell us the results, and why have you been looking into how people feel about their home equity?
It's been an interesting survey, and obviously coming post-crisis here, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the housing market and bubbles that were created and other things. You know, we've gotten some stabilization in the housing market in terms of getting people into purchasing homes and refinancing their homes heavily here over the last couple of years because of historically low interest rates. What's been interesting, though, is what's been absent from the market has been home equity product. That product is still very far from where it was pre-crisis in that, you know, just the availability for that isn't there for the consumer. You've seen this growth in personal loan market, which has sort of replaced the home equity market to a certain extent. And, you know, our view is that the home equity product is a good product. It has a lower payment. It has tax advantage for some consumers. And it's, you know, it's a secured asset as well against your home. And so, you know, we believe that there is a good opportunity for consumers to get a benefit from a home equity product, and obviously the increasing home equity values that have come here post-crisis.
Now, you went out and surveyed, and you found that homeowners, many of them, believe that they will continue to accrue some equity in their homes this year, right?
That's correct. I believe the stat was roughly 10%. 10% increase in home prices here in 2016. The survey, I think, isn't totally scientific in that it's the perception for the consumer and their specific geographies of where they actually live that I think are bigger drivers of anything. You know, the national norm here for consumers is X, and I think that people feel very comfortable in their geographies as they look and the availability to understand where home prices are, given companies like Zillow, Redfin, and others that can help you triangulate on some form of value for consumers to potentially tap into, whether that's home equity product refinancing or looking to purchase a new home.
There's a lot going on in the world these days. Just watch what happens on Wall Street with stocks seemingly bouncing up and down, sometimes very dramatically. And then there are concerns about the Chinese economy slowing down and so on. Why do you think homeowners are feeling confident that the equity in their homes will go up this year despite everything else going on with the global economy?
So obviously the global economy has a big impact on rates. Which we're obviously seeing at this point in time with, again, you know, historically lower rates that are available there, which is somewhat counterintuitive to, you know, putting into home equity, but that means that the opportunity for someone to take it a cash out refinance is that much higher. I think as some of the volatility that's in the market right now settles itself, you know, what we see from the data from the underlying U.S. consumer is that it is relatively strong. They are still much lower leverage than they've been in the past. Employment is good. Wage inflation is not so good. And so, You know, I think that if wage inflation doesn't increase here in some relative short order, along with the employment growth, that you may see some stall out in overall home equity prices because there's just going to be a cap in what people can afford. But you also have to remember that through the crisis, you had a lot of homes that went into foreclosure and a lot of people that bought them for REO. And are now renting them back out. And rent increases have dramatically had a higher clip than home price appreciation has here, or home equity creation, I should say, over the last couple of years. And so there's going to be that certain point when renting a home doesn't make sense and looking to purchase a home or take out some equity that you may have trapped in there because of those increases in rent associated with hopefully higher home prices.
Over the weekend, I saw the movie The Big Short. What a movie. Anyone who owns a home should see that movie. Anyone who has money on Wall Street should see that movie. Do you think that the housing meltdown and the horrors that everyone pretty much felt from that are now over?
I think to a certain degree, the environment has absolutely changed. I'm not going to predict what is going to happen with housing, but what I would say is that the overall regulatory environment and the overall underwriting environment and the ability for consumers to get a loan has dramatically changed. In my opinion, this is my own personal opinion, it was too loose during the crisis, but the criterion for somebody to get a home loan at this point in time is significantly different. So I think the magnitude of change that you would see should be much less than what happened during the crisis if there was some change in home prices or some decrease in really asset values. I think that the overall requirements for capital to be from a consumer to be put into a home, the documentation, there's no longer the old term of a ninja loan, which is, no income, no job. You now have people that have to have verified income. It is primarily an agency market at this point in time. And so, sticking to those guidelines creates a much better underlying performance from a borrower standpoint, which should lead to better all performance for homes from that standpoint.
He's Brian Sullivan, the Chief Financial Officer of Loan Depot. Brian, thank you for your time.
Thank you, John.
And keep in mind, folks, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and search for all of the Wall Street Journal shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. This has been Your Money Matters. I'm John Werdock for the Wall Street Journal.